The Dad Mods Media Machine presents the Brews with the Dudes podcast.
Ryan, you want to talk?
Let's see how you sound.
You look like shit.
Awesome. He's looking for a redeeming quality.
Well, you're going to have to look pretty deep for that.
I mean, your wife found something. What's she thinking?
She found
her input.
She found the little man in the boat.
There it is. I mean, that's a pretty good redeeming quality. It sounds like not all guys get that.
Nothing?
No.
Why
comment
do I come
from
here?
The man. That's what he said.
Free beer.
Yep.
And you're not being violated in my basement for once.
Yes.
And
yes.
You got to pet my dogs.
Wait, not
true.
Being violated or violent?
Both. Yeah, that's a bit of both.
At the same time?
Yes.
Yeah.
You got to throw punches.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another Brews with the Dudes podcast. I am Jake Lindquist.
I am Donnie Allen.
With us is Ryan.
The Ryan.
The Ryan Peterson.
Yes.
Never your Ryan.
Yeah. So, welcome back, buddy. What's been new since the last time you were on?
Nothing much.
You got a whole beard going on.
Well, yeah. I just kind of forget to shave once in a while.
That's true. Yeah.
You got this like Andrew Santito thing going on. Yeah. Are you familiar with him?
Yeah. I got a little bit more to go till I'm at your level. But.
Yeah. You got to go like full homeless. You're just kind of like leaning into it.
He just lives in the Forerunner now.
Yeah. I'm spending all my money on the Ford, so I'm just preparing for the inevitable.
Like, I could cut back if I just don't have running water.
Yeah, I got to keep this face warm somehow. Mm-hmm. This is the moneymaker.
Is it?
Yeah.
Is that why?
Fuck you, let's drink about it.
Oh shit, that explains the budget.
Where's the beer? Yeah. Right. Well, we blew the budget on this shitty ISIS.
The free pallets cost us a lot. Yeah. Do you want a cream ale or do you want an IPA?
Oh, I'll take an IPA.
Okay. See, he's a man.
Oh,
I'm going to try a cream ale with you.
I'm sure the cream ale is really good. I just don't know if I want to commit to a full 16 ounce. So ladies and gentlemen, I am now the one who has to drive home at the end of the podcast because this is in Donnie's basement.
So Ryan, I decided to give you my nuts, mixed nuts cream ale.
Wow.
The chick at Super One said that it's really good. And I asked her like, what if you don't like cream ales? And she's like, well, you might not like it then.
Oh.
What do you recommend? What cream ale do you recommend for someone who doesn't like cream ales?
Yep, that's pretty much what I asked her. Because I am not a big cream ale fan. I'm going to try this, though, because it looks interesting. And by Indeed Brewing, which I do like other Indeed beers.
They're great.
That's not bad.
Is it not bad?
That's not bad.
Okay, so I probably won't like it then. If you're saying it's okay.
Moment of truth. Will Donnie approve of it?
It actually kind of smells like Planters mixed nuts. It
smells like nuts. Who would have thought?
That's what his wife said.
I don't hate it. It's not going to go on the wall.
So it's the seal of approval.
It's not going to go on the wall, but it's not bad. It's really not bad.
Yeah. It's not bad at all, actually.
You know what we should have?
A wall of
shame. We're going to do a shelf that's going to be like the best beers. We could do another shelf that's the worst beers, but... We should have a seal above it that says the seal of approval. So all the beers that we, our tops are under the seal of approval.
Hazer Tech would probably be up there.
It's very good.
It's very good.
What's that one?
I'm a little sick. I don't got COVID. Don't worry. otherwise, I'd give you a sip-a-roo of it. It's Hazer Tag Hazy IPA.
Yeah, he doesn't have COVID. He just has Omicron, so.
Yeah.
We're fine.
Exactly. It's fine.
Ooh,
it's
I got just, worried there for a
the
second.
But, no, this isn't bad.
I
don't mind cream ales. I don't go out of my way to have a cream ale.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm at a brewery, like, we have a good cream ale, I'll be like, I'll take your IPA. But
do you guys got Bud Light?
Just go get something out of the urinal that's probably just as good.
I saw you got a dirt lock. Can you just scoop something out of the puddles?
Ooh, gravel, my favorite.
You just filter it with your teeth.
Wow, hams. Yum.
Oh, I love hams. Let me tell you about hams. So... I've drank hams a lot more than my wife has. And one night, her and I, we went to Shorty's, back when there used to be Shorty's in Superior. Really great little pizza joint. And their pizza is like crazy amounts of cheese on it. Just crazy. So I don't know what was the contributing factor or if it was the combination of both, but we got a big ass pizza and then we drank a ton of Ham's beer. And that night we farted ourselves awake. It was just rotten asshole.
Your house just smelled like shit for like 3 days straight.
Master bedroom was terrible. Doors had to be opened. Like it was horrendous.
Laundry's the next day.
Oh, for sure. It just reeked.
You normally don't like that many candles going, but
yeah, no choice. Got to get one of those Gwyneth Paltrow candles.
Oh, yeah. That would take care of all your problems. Yeah. Is that the candle that you're supposed to like stick up your butt and light or something like that? It's something with the wax, I thought. It takes care of everything.
Gwyneth... Okay, so... Two things.
There's so much dumb shit that comes out of that woman's mouth. It's hard to keep up.
I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Do
you
know who that's amazing. Know who, well, yeah, so I know you're, who she is. You're going to like this. All right. So there could be two things going on here. So some of like the hippy-dippy types, what they'll do is there's like this apparatus that puts a candle, a hollow candle. I think it's hollow. And you rest it on your top of your ear. So you're sitting your head sideways, mm-hmm. and you put the candle there. And what it does is it creates vacuum by the heat at the top of it. So it's pulling air, and it's pulling hot air. And what's happening is it's supposed to extract wax from your ear, supposedly. So that might be what you're talking about. It's maybe fucking horseshit.
There's some other dumb thing she now, had about vaginas and buttholes. I can't remember what the fuck it was.
The candle that I made reference to is a candle that smells like her vag.
Like her vag?
Her vag. What specifically her vagina.
Does it smell like burnt sand?
What it's called. I guess chicken soup, according to Christina Pajitsky.
It smells like chicken soup.
She says that's what her vagina smells like. It smells like chicken soup.
No.
Now I need to go I need to go home, make some chicken soup before bed tonight, and get a big whiff and be like, maybe, maybe not.
I think Gwyneth Paltrow's best movie is Seven.
I was going to say Shakespeare in Love because there's a lot of booby in it.
Yeah, but her head ends up in a box in Seven.
That's true. That's true. It's kind of hard to top that. Have you seen Seven?
I just can't get my mind off like how you get to the point where you make a candle of your puss. Like I just
so what
wait,
I think
is,
it
is
was
it shaped like her puss? Like is the whip like the bean?
Well, that depends what we're talking about here, because there's many different parts of the vagina.
It just looks like a jar of roast beef.
So when you say the puss... Oh, boy. I really hope my employers never find this podcast. Sure. So I think what it was is the... So she had a show coming out on Netflix called, like, Goop or something stupid like that. I'm not even kidding you.
Wait. Vagina and candles and a show called Goop. You cannot make
exactly.
That
no, I think that's what it is. It was marketing brilliance. It sold out in seconds. Like every candle that she had sold out in seconds, and people tuned into the show because they're like, "What the fuck is this lunatic doing?"
No fucking clue. Is that light gonna fall?
The
more I look at that, I wonder if that one's gonna fall.
I don't think that it's like. I don't think it's 50. Moved anymore.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just.
I don't think it's moved anymore.
Did you see it move?
I can't tell if it's down low or not. Sorry to get sidetracked completely. I know we were talking about, you know, Paltrow's, you know, beef curtains, but...
Or hoo-ha. I don't think it's moved.
Okay, we're good.
Yeah. We'll build some kind of apparatus for it after we get the knob and tube out of there.
You mean like wiring the light?
yeah, but we'll like, we'll clearly the angle of it is illuminating us very nicely. That's so true. We'll get that worked out. But this is riveting podcast material for the people. How do you segue from goop and vaginas
to beef curtains.
The lights? So, Ryan, what is new with the cars?
I have done nothing with my cars.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous.
Put the Z away in storage and haven't looked at it.
Nice.
Yeah. It's nice that I don't have to worry about it. You know,
that's true.
But you know, I wish I was doing something. I really do.
Listeners, it's a, what, 2010, 2008?
Well, the Z is a 2004.
2004.
Yeah.
350Z. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 350 or 370?
350. The better.
Yes. What's wrong with the 370? Is it the aesthetics or
they're just bigger?
Oh, yeah, they got bigger.
They're bloated. Oh. They look nice, but I've driven one of them and they're kind of hard to see out of.
Really?
350.
Well, you can't see shit out of either of them.
That's true.
Huh?
But like, I don't know.
You can feel the weight.
Yeah.
You can really feel the weight.
Oh, that's strange. So when you say you can't really see out of them, are we talking like 2G DSM, like a 95 to 99 Eclipse? Because those, you feel like you're sitting in a fucking cockpit. Yeah. I've never liked it. And I'm a shorter dude, so it's like, it's hard for me to see, like, you know, it, get a good look. You want to look at the, the hood.
I've seen the phone books in your 4Runner.
Yeah, exactly. You know what's funny? To drive the shoebox home, I actually had to wad up a hooded sweatshirt and put it behind my back. Because the seat, for whatever reason, like, something loosened up, so it just tipped back all, like, gangster style.
It doesn't help that.
And I'm short as fuck.
It's got the freaking 1954 Lazy Boy collection in there.
Oh, it does, yeah.
Like, all that's missing is the wooden lever to fucking kick your feet up.
If only, dude. If it had, like, leg support all the way to the pedals.
No.
Could you imagine?
That's what you do for your parking brake. You just do the wooden Lazy Boy lever on the side.
That's the parking brake.
That's the parking brake.
We need to build a car someday with a Lazy Boy in it.
Oh, easily. I'd totally do that. That'd be so great.
Great.
So what are you doing with the 350? Because we have some ideas.
Don't tempt me.
You're not putting a Lazy Boy in a 350Z.
No, I don't think you could.
You could take the hatch off and have it point back.
Ooh, that's an idea.
It'd be pretty sweet.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You could see it now. You're drifting a corner, and the thing fucking goes loose, and the footrest just goes boom. Now you have a spoiler, and you get more downforce.
Could you imagine a 5-point harness in a Lazy Boy?
You'd never get it tight enough.
You just forever tighten it.
You would just, like, sink in until you're gone.
You just hear the springs fucking compress all the way.
Oh, man, that'd be funny. Springs are binding behind you as you're just, like, it's, the puff is going around you. Probably be pretty safe that way, though.
Yeah, until you go through a corner and then the bulge, you know, you roll over, there's a bulge over here now. And
oh, yeah, yeah. So, like, all the stuffing moves to one side. Jesus Christ. So when are we putting the Lazy Boy in?
Oh, man. Let's do it tomorrow at this rate.
Okay, perfect.
It's going to be a little cold. Let's save it for the weekend.
That's true, yeah. It'll warm up.
So you haven't done anything with her?
Nothing.
Don't plan to.
No, at least not yet. I got to have a place to do it.
And nothing with the Audi.
Oh, I suppose.
Because I saw you're selling the wheels off the Audi.
Yeah, I don't need them right now, so...
You're going to need them in the summer.
What
kind of fucking logic is that?
Is this like a second set of aftermarkets?
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, you have a S4. It's like a B8 S4.
Yep.
Yes.
Spot on.
Awesome car. That's the supercharged one, right? Yeah, that's such a killer car.
They're fun.
Mm-hmm.
Until they break. And then they're expensive. And then they're
this
fun again.
True. Yeah. Yeah. See, I wanted this car because... I'd like to think I did a lot of research with it in the fact that they're one of the more reliable Audis out there.
Uh-huh.
And take that with a grain of salt.
A 4.2 or something?
3.0.
3.0 V6.
Mm-hmm. Supercharged.
Supercharged. Yep.
Yeah. So take it with a grain of salt.
They're not bad.
They're, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, I've had it for 50,000 miles and haven't had to do anything major.
Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, so. Wheel bearings.
Yeah, wheel bearings.
Isn't that major? That's pretty common.
That's like Subaru territory.
Yeah.
They all end up having to do. How many miles?
132,000 right now.
Oh, fuck.
Okay,
really?
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Wow. So you've gone from 80,000 to 130.
Mm-hmm.
That's cool. And no, you haven't had to touch it. That's really good.
Nothing
for
yet. Just wheel bearings.
Vag products.
Yeah.
For those that are listening, Volkswagen Audi Group.
Yeah, until the timing chain guides shit out on the way home.
Yeah, so is that a chain or is that a belt?
It's a chain.
Chain, nice.
Which is on the firewall side of the engine.
That's fun.
That's a great
sense.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, they did that with the 4.2, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't fucking get it.
It's crazy. Well,
it's almost an afterthought. Like, they put the motor in, they're like, shit, we have to tie all this together. And we'll just put the chain behind everything.
I don't know if they just had, like, really lofty aspirations where they're just like, oh, it'll never fail, so we'll just stuff it in the back for packaging.
That's a great fucking idea.
But it's the Germans, so I don't know.
And
I guess
the
4.2
happened
them.
And then just put that completely to shit.
That's like designing a light fixture. Like, oh yeah, that bulb will never burn out, so we'll just build the wall around the light fixture. You have to take the wall off to get to the bulb.
We'll have plexiglass in front of it, and you just have to remove the wall.
Yeah. Fucking A.
Yeah, well, that's cool though, man.
Yeah.
So do you find that driving, so that, what is that? It's a 2010, 2012.
Mm-hmm.
Audi S4.
Mm-hmm.
So the souped up A4. Do you find that that makes the Z boring?
No.
Okay.
Not at all.
Because they're two very
really
different
good things.
They're completely different. The Audi, I feel, is faster, sure, but the Z just, it feels better.
It feels more sporty.
Oh,
you feel more connected with it.
Yeah.
There's a lot less electronics telling you what to do.
Oh, God, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But
so tell me about the Z. So I've only driven a couple of those things. I've never driven it on a regular basis.
Yeah.
So in terms of like, you've driven on a racetrack, I'm assuming.
Yep.
You've done
yep.
some spirited driving.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
cool. Have you ever driven like a Miata? Have you driven the E30?
Yes.
Yes, I have a couple times.
But I'm really curious.
Did you drive it after the suspension? I think you drove it before the suspension.
I don't know, actually.
You may have. I don't know.
When it was just the springs?
Yeah.
Okay. So that would have been a little bit soggy. That's literally all there was.
There's no bushings. It was just springs.
Everything else was toast. No, I'm just curious like how the 350Z stacks. Because earlier we kind of talked about how it feels like a big car.
Yeah.
So I'm just like curious in terms of like sportiness, how does that car feel? How does it rank in terms of the other things that you've driven?
Well, I've driven my buddy's MR2, his SW20 when he had it. And
oh, Alex's?
Yep.
Okay, the red car?
Yep.
Nice.
I love that car.
So that's a 2-liter turbo.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that thing was MR2. That thing was just was great. I love that car.
You had an MR2.
I did. I forgot about that.
But you never drove it.
No, I never drove it. I bought it blown up and was going to do a project with it. And that just...
Was this before or after you drove Alex's car?
This was after.
Yeah, so you drove it and you're just like, I kind of got to have one of these.
Yeah, that car made me love them.
Yeah.
And then that project was
made you hate them?
It didn't make me hate them. It made me realize that I was way in over my head at the time.
Mm-hmm. Fair enough. Okay, I get that. Yeah.
Well, that's when you had to strip it back, right? And you found a bunch of Bondo in it or something.
That was a nightmare. It looked like it was either rear-ended really hard or
the way to rear-end things.
Or like the entire top of the car was off at some point.
Jesus.
Oh, yikes.
Like the weld that they did over it was completely on like the C pillar. It was just like the entire thing looked like the
C pillar was screwed up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That takes an impact.
That was a good idea to walk away from that one.
Yeah.
Holy shit. Yeah. It makes you wonder if they put that up on a frame rack, what it would have looked like. If it had been tweaked or
just a crumpled up beer can and they went
just pulled it back out like we did with the Honda.
Yeah.
We literally drilled a hole and put a slide hammer on it and pulled back the fender.
We're like, okay, cool, look at that. We fixed bodies. We body tack.
Exactly.
Bam, bam, bam. That looks good.
Bunch of fucking cavemen.
Yeah, we were too. You guys can check the videos on that. Dad and Ma's channel, look at the Civic build.
Yeah, that
was literally cavemen hammering at that thing. But it was fun for that reason.
Oh yeah, we need that shit out of that car. Do you want to buy a Civic?
No.
Damn. Jesus Christ, it's inevitable. Every single guest, you're like, hey, you want to buy the Civic?
It's gonna happen.
Where is it?
In a snowbank.
Oh, I was gonna say, I didn't see it up front, and I was shocked.
Repainted it white.
Oh.
All of it.
Windshield and everything.
And we did a great job.
We're hoping the city just like runs into it with a plow and we cash out.
Why do you keep parking on the street when it gets foggy out? Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Why are you throwing snow over the top of it? I don't know. So back to the 350. So you'd driven the MR2.
Yeah.
Completely different feel to it.
Oh, completely different.
Do you have anything else to compare? Because I'm just curious what it feels like to drive a car like that around the track.
That's a good question. I don't even remember what I've driven. It's been a long time since I've been on the track. I will say that.
You need to change that.
I do.
Stop going to weddings.
I had huge aspirations to do a lot last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but you went to weddings.
Oh.
Yeah,
fuck weddings.
Okay. We're both married.
Yeah.
Well, you're married too. We're all married.
Yeah.
Fuck weddings. Yeah. All right, go on.
The important ones are done. Go racing.
But like I don't have a lot of experience with other cars on the track, but for the cars that I have driven, other cars feel tighter and whatnot and all that. But the Z does have a lot of weight it's throwing around, but the suspension I feel like is done pretty well for it.
That's cool.
You know, it's built well for the car that it weighs, you know.
Okay.
But
yeah, so when I ask, what I'm getting at is just out of curiosity of kind of like how it actually feels and like what it kind of like compares to.
Yeah.
Because it seems like it's kind of becoming like the new Miata or like the new cheap race car.
It's the cheap, it's the entry level drift car.
Yeah.
You can literally drifting, just hop at them and just drift them.
Like autocross, it just seems like they're popping up kind of everywhere.
Yeah. I think they're just, aren't they still a little heavy though?
Yeah, they're like 3,200 pounds. So, I mean, it's a.
It's not terrible, but yeah, I can
it's,
see.
It's, like, it's big enough.
It's like four of Ryan's moms.
Jesus Christ. So in terms of like gutting those things, what can you get them down to? Can you get them down to the 2000s?
I've seen people get them down to like 26.
No okay. shit.
That's, which that would be that, a big that's difference. A lot of cutting.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Yeah, that's a lot of shaving. So
cage to reinforce everything.
Oh yeah.
Hacking out a bunch of sheet metal, obviously interior stripped.
Yeah, it's
what fiberglass bumpers, all that kind of stuff.
Everything.
Well, they're plastic bumpers already, so I suppose.
Yeah, but you gotta still do the Honda drill fucking holes in them to save, you know,
the Swiss cheese.
Yeah, to save like 1 pound.
Yeah.
Just dimple dye the shit out of everything.
Well, yeah, right. It's probably stronger in the long run.
Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. So you can actually get them that light, and that's with a 230 horse, 220. What do those make?
Well, mine makes 287 of the crank.
Damn. Oh, I didn't realize that they make that much power.
Yeah, there's a lot of drivetrain loss.
The VQ's are a good motor.
That's awesome. That's great. I mean, 280 horsepower, at, what, 250 at the wheels, somewhere in that ballpark.
Give or take, yeah.
240 in a, you know, 2,000-ish pound car. That's not bad. That's got to feel pretty sporty at that point.
Yeah, it feels good, you know. Mm-hmm.
So
you know.
When do you want to strip it down? Well, we have Sawzalls.
His car is so fucking pretty. We could never do that.
Yeah. I've been in his car.
This is you have.
I love the paint job on that thing.
Yeah,
I do too.
The paint is gorgeous.
That is so cool. It's like a black with like a gold pearl.
Yep.
So good.
I was really iffy on it when I got the paint and I got the pearl. I looked at it and when Brownie mixed it up, I was looking at it like, I don't know if that's what I want. Mm. And then before I can like message him back, he says, "All right, well, I got the first panel done."
Like, okay, we're committed.
We're going for it now. And then he sent me a video when he was done, and I'm like, "Oh shit, that's gorgeous. That's perfect."
Yeah. Did he get it buffed up in there? Like,
yep.
Oh, that's awesome.
I'm excited to see it then.
I gotta have him redo the front bumper because I smoked a raccoon. But
really, just leave it.
Oh, it frustrates me that like there's just a big defect on the corner of the bumper. That's all that he hit, or I hit. But
you should just get like a raccoon sticker.
Just put it right over it.
Yeah, or find the raccoon.
See what you did?
Oh, I freaking smoked him going 70. Oh.
Yeah, it's probably not much of a raccoon anymore.
Yeah, that's true. It's more just like a splatted mess at that point.
Yeah, just sad day.
Some fluff.
Yeah. So you were one of Brownie's first clients in his new building, right?
I believe so, yeah.
Or was it in the old one?
It was in the new one.
Okay.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So for those listening, if you're curious, this is called this Finish Factory.
Yep.
Brownie. I mean, that's just what he goes by, right?
Yeah, Brownie.
What's his actual name?
John Brown.
John
okay. Brown.
He's the owner of it. You know, kind of up-and-coming shop here in the Duluth area. So, yeah. Fucking
check him
clearly
out.
Clearly did a great job.
Yeah, he's doing a lot of good things right now.
Yeah.
Does he want to fix a semi-rusted E30?
I don't think anyone wants to.
That's fine. Yeah. I'm just going to beat the shit out of that thing.
Just bomb can it.
No. No, I'm either going to leave it or fix it.
Yeah.
Well, we can get panels for it, can't we?
Yeah, I can get some panels.
So you just need, like, the rocker panels?
Yep.
And that's it, right? There's no other... Where's the quarter got rust?
The passenger side rear quarter by the taillight pocket.
Oh, there's a little rust. Hole back there. That's right.
There's no hole there. That's just surface rust. And then there's the hole in the driver's side rear wheel well.
Yes. That's patchable because it's obviously hidden.
Yep.
Yeah, we can so that's not that. A bad one to solve. And then the rust in the back of it, could that be like sandblasted and then painted over? Probably, or would we cut it out?
You'd probably sandblast it.
So it's realistically, it's probably not too bad to repair that thing.
Probably not.
Mm-hmm.
So
that's good.
Thankfully. Because I don't know where I want to go with that car now. I'm at that point. Like I love driving it. I'm keeping it.
That's a good point to be at where you're just kind of like, cool. So I've driven it. I love it.
Yeah.
Now do what? I just enjoy it? Do I just drive it and just enjoy it?
The downside is I'm on Facebook. I'm like, oh, I got $700 in my fund account. What's on Facebook Marketplace? And I'm looking at shit I don't have space for and I don't need. I just don't need. Like, why was I looking at E28s today?
Oh, God.
Because they're pretty.
They're fucking gorgeous.
They're really pretty cars. E28 is a 5 series from the late 80s?
Early to late 80s, yeah. It's the second generation 5 series.
And they didn't make an M5 in that generation.
I don't believe so. No.
Yeah.
I would love one. They're kind of ugly in the front because they're like the front end like
scoops in almost. Mm-hmm.
That's a shark look to it.
But God, I want one on Air Ride with like some 17s.
They're very pretty cars for sure. That's quite the tangent.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Continue.
So I hear you jabbering about 59 El Caminos, Brats.
I want all of it.
Now an E28. E28 or E24?
E28. Yeah, I want all of it. I don't have the money or the space.
Yeah.
Which I guess
that's
is
a problem.
It's a good problem to have, though.
Yeah. That's the dangerous thing. Like, so I
car guys are, it's horrible.
Well, I'm a little nervous because, like, if I buy my grandma's place here eventually, there's a lot of acreage there,
which makes me nervous.
Oh,
too.
Oh shit! Because how many tangents am I gonna go on?
You're gonna
here?
Send me something, like, dude. You should go buy this, and I'm gonna be like, what am I gonna keep? I'm like, dude, I got land.
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
Fuck. All right, well, you twisted my arm on
well,
it.
Well, I've got lake property as well, where I've already been. Like, yeah, well, we can just store it up in my lake property.
My wife's like, why'd you buy an Acura TL? I'm like, because it was a good deal. And I got fucking space to store it.
He said TL. Goddamn COVID. Oh, sorry, guys. Are you learning?
It's allergies.
It's allergies. I'm allergic to COVID.
It's the mold in the basement.
Yeah.
The asbestos.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
what that is. Yeah. Asbestos. Asbestos and knob and tube, man.
Yep, we're super safe with the space heater as well. So
old houses are just trying to kill you.
Yeah. So I think having only a two-car garage and like one spot in the parking pad that's not taken up probably is a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It keeps me in line.
Any amount of money or good deeds that you could bribe your wife so that she'd park on the street?
I would park. She said that.
No. Just answer the question.
I would never ask her to park on the street.
Because you could fit three more projects back there if you guys both parked on the street.
Yes, but so we live on a.
If you take the fence down, you can fit a lot of projects.
You're like, just take the fence down and move it closer to the house and then cement half your backyard. And
your kids don't need places to play.
Yeah,
Screw them.
No, they don't need
you've
a fucking
seen them.
Sandbox.
They don't need it.
They don't play in the sand. They just fucking eat it.
Yeah, Donnie keeps them back there in that corner chained up. It doesn't matter. They don't need the yard.
Just tell them that the pipes will kill them if they get away. So.
Are the pipes like the Ents from Lord of the Rings? Yeah. So trees, they're just pipes that go after them.
So she said I can own as many cars as I want so long as she can still park in the back, ooh. Which is just fine because we live on a semi busy street. So with her being the primary caregiver and dealing with the kids more than I do. I want her to park back there so she can load the kids out safely in and out of the vehicle.
Yeah.
So that's fine, which means
that's
I can buy two more projects. Maybe three if they're smaller cars. If I buy a couple minis, I could probably get four back there.
What I love about about your garage and about your aspirations. So when I met Donnie, I'd say like – We'll go back to dad mom.
This
days.
Is back when Craigslist had the strictly platonic section and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, the good old days.
Misconnections.
So you talked about how like you'd measured your garage and you're like, I could fit a 64 Continental in here.
Yeah, that's so
and
nice.
It would fit by like what 4 inches or something like that.
I think
like
I would have a foot to work on.
Oh, a foot. Nice.
It's still on my list to own someday. I still want a 64 Continental.
It's going to be tricky to fit that one.
I want a 64 Continental and a fuck ton of cocaine. All at once. Okay. I feel like they go hand in hand.
Probably easier to find one than the other.
I found a Continental in Iowa.
Do you think there's supply chain issues with cocaine right now?
I don't know. You know the drug lords having a hard time?
I mean, maybe. Like, I bet with meth.
We were gonna dig a tunnel, but all the shovels went up in price. It was not fucking worth it anymore.
Fucking Home Depot, out of stock.
Well, like all these stupid fucking spades. They don't even dig into
a bunch of Mexican drug lords like waiting outside for a shipment to come in. Buy up all the shovels.
What do you mean back order?
This is some shit. Okay, so 350Zs. Oh man, no, that's cool.
Oh god.
So, are you planning on taking that thing out to Brian's track at all?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, have you had it out there yet?
I have.
You had it for the show, didn't you? No, you drove the Audi for the show.
I have had the Z out there, and actually, the one time where he hosted one of his open autocross days, I drove it out there, and then Alex asked me, hey, can I take your car? I'm like, shit, yeah, go for it.
Almost hit a wall.
No, that was the other Z.
Alex is a really good driver. So
oh, he's a very good driver.
Except in Pat's Z.
What happened in Pat's Z?
Well,
he just slid off into the grass. That's all. Yeah. I think he hit like the tires once.
Which Pat?
Seville.
So it's the Grayson.
Okay.
I'm getting people mixed up here.
So there's two Pats.
Yeah. Two Pats don't make a right.
There's Pat Seville, used to own the Jeeps. Now has the drift car.
I think he still does have the Jeep.
So he might still have the Jeep.
I don't think I know that Pat.
And then there's obviously Pat Mellon.
Yeah, that's the Pat I'm thinking of.
Pat Mellon doesn't have a Z.
He does have a Z. He's got a 510, and I don't know if he'd ever let anybody else touch that car.
His kids, but... Yeah.
Yeah. Not you or me.
Yeah. So go on.
Yeah. That was Alex.
Are you going to finish your fucking sentence? Man?
I'd love to, but you won't shut up.
Where the fuck is the story going?
Yeah. Alex hopped into a Z for the first time and tried to drift it, and he did well for 95% of it. And then.
Nice.
Just a little into the grass.
No damage, though?
Surprisingly, not. Nothing.
Well, you've got pretty sticky tires on that thing, too, don't you?
I think so, yeah. I forgot what I even bought.
Because, for those that are listening,
I don't remember.
If you haven't yet caught the podcast with Brian Johnson on it, he's the one who owns Black River Motorsports Park.
Check that out, and check out his channel.
It's a great podcast, and the track is actually an old oval track. So it has banked ovals, and they're drifting on this thing. So in order to drift on that, you got to, really throw it into those corners. Or you got to have, a shitload of power or whatever. Both. It sounds like it's pretty tricky. Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's impressive that Alex is throwing that thing around when it's kind of built for grip racing and not so much for drifting.
He goes from an 8.6 where it's just all the slide ability you could ever want, and then he hops in Pat Z and he just slides it well too. It's two polar opposite cars pretty much.
Really. Yeah.
A car that's light as hell to a car that's 3,200 pounds.
It's like drifting a pontoon.
Yeah,
that's a good point. That's like a 1,000-pound weight difference.
Oh yeah.
Or one Ryan's mom.
And literally, what? Almost triple the power? Definitely double the power.
Well, Alex's 8.6 has the F20.
Oh, shit, that's right.
I thought you did a K-swap in that.
No, it's an F-series.
It's an F-series? Yeah. For some reason, I thought you did a K-series.
So for those listening, because we do have a lot of guys that are into, classic muscle cars and stuff like that, too, that listen.
Four cylinders.
So for what we're referencing, 86 is a 1986 Corolla GTS. It's kind of like the holy grail of old school Toyotas as far as drifting goes. It's kind of a...
They actually had a whole anime series where that was the main car in it.
Yeah, Initial D.
Initial D, thank you.
Yeah.
You couldn't think of it.
The D's not always on my mind.
Oh,
zing. And the motor, the F series, it's an F20C, or I think they did an F22 as well, but it's swapped into this car, and that's like a 220 horsepower engine. So
yeah, from a rips. S2000.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Honda S2000. That's pretty wild, though, that you can go from one to the other. Incredibly different feel.
Oh, completely different. Yeah. Straight axle to independent suspension.
Yeah.
Wait, the 86 is a straight axle?
It is.
Oh, that's weird. Mm-hmm. It's got to be just like a baby straight axle.
Oh, it's tiny.
Like inch and a half tubes.
Yeah, it's not much.
Jesus. Oh, that's really cool. Mm-hmm. That makes me wonder what they swap into those things, if they stay straight axle or if they're going to I don't know, BMW probably?
Maybe.
That probably makes sense.
BMW makes strong, decent rear ends.
Yeah, well, and the E30 is captured in the entire subframe.
Yeah, that's true.
I was actually looking into it pretty easy. So I was looking at widths and stuff like that this last week here or so, just researching what it would take to put an IRS, an independent rear suspension, into the shoebox. Mm-hmm. Probably going to go straight axle, but just for reference, what's out there. So there's the Lincoln Mark 8, there's the Mustang, there's a handful of them that they have sort of a self-contained unit. And then it dawned on me I should probably check into BMW because BMW has a really nice subframe that everything kind of bolts to.
Yeah.
And it turns out the E30 is a lot like that, where it's an entire contained system that's literally just the subframe.
It's really not that bad.
You can unbolt the entire rear end just from the subframes.
Yeah, I know.
Yes.
I've fucking done it.
So it's super cool.
I'll sell you an E30. 15 grand you can have today. I'll even drive it over to your house.
You light it on fire for me too?
No, I love that car too much to light on fire.
Okay.
An M20.
Yes.
And half of a Honda Civic.
Cool. Cool.
No?
Okay.
Okay. Just trying to cut my losses on that one.
It's so funny how fast you divorce yourself from a project.
No, I won't sell that car.
You shouldn't.
I'm not going to.
Not after all of what you've done to it.
I'm not going to.
But you know, I sent him a listing for a bring a trailer car today.
God, you asshole.
And by the time you guys are watching this or listening to it, that bring a trailer will be closed.
It will be closed.
So it is a 91 318. BMW E30 318, and it's got an SR20D T-swapped in it,
yes.
Just like Donnie's.
Ooh.
And current bid was only at like 2,300. It wasn't very high. But
with 6 days.
Yeah, the auction just started, obviously. So,
Oh, shit. The auction may be ending next Thursday. So this podcast might actually come out before the auction closes.
That'd be cool to see what
it's check it out. Bring a trailer.
To see what it goes E30s. For.
Right.
So like that's... As far as I knew, there was only like one or two other SR swapped E30s in the States.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of cool to see another one pop up.
Yeah, it is really cool. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. That car, I won't sell my car though. I can't sell my car.
What if you see it go for
$20,000? Oh, God.
Here's the thing though. You looked at that car, right?
Yeah.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
The body's perfect.
My car's
the interior
not
perfect. Is
perfect. My car's not perfect.
Yeah, no.
My car is built to be driven.
Exactly.
My car is not built to be driven.
Somebody will see how we bolted those seats on, and they'll be like, "I'll give you three fittings."
If you put different seats in it.
yeah, exactly.
The seats will come out. We'll get some different seats in there sooner or later.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
Speaking of seats, you want to sell your seats out of your Z?
At some point.
How about now?
Not right now.
Damn.
I
brought you beer.
Okay, you got me nut beer.
Nut beer.
Nut beer is nut beer. It's mixed nut beer, though.
What kind of nuts are in this?
Mine.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry about the hair.
Nuts,
do,
salt,
do you want
and
a
bread.
Nut, do you want a salty
no,
nut beer?
No, I don't want a nut beer. I don't want your nuts. Okay, so do tell. Like, what are you talking about here? The seats are coming out? Like, what are you doing with this?
Not
thing?
For a while. Not for a while.
You like putting some momos in or something?
You know,
Corbos?
Love seat.
Well, the ooh. Ooh, yeah.
That would be pretty
folding
great.
Chairs.
The ones, I mean, I'll be taking the seat out of the shoebox and put that in there.
Ooh, yeah, that would be comfortable.
Roll deep.
It does lean
very
back.
Comfortable.
Well, the seats I have in it right now are Recaros, mm-hmm. and they're not fixed position. And I kind of want them to be fixed position.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Just so it's more of a sturdy feel. Like, the ones I have in there right now are more touring, I'll say.
But funny is, I don't want fixed position. So if you want to sell them,
I'll
buy them.
Yeah, at some point. But
that's cool. So wait, which model of Recaros?
I don't even remember.
Are they factory?
No.
They're not factory ones.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, I bought them from some guy in the cities.
Some guy.
4 or 5 years ago at this point.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
but
I see an exchange going on here.
I don't know.
He's
going to
help you fund your new seats.
Yeah.
At some point, yeah.
Toss me a price.
Right now?
Sure.
No.
Yeah. What do you think?
About Tree Fitty?
No, because then you're going to want to buy my seats and I won't have seats.
I got some cash upstairs. How much you want for them?
I don't want to sell them right now.
He's got $700 in his phone account.
What do you think about St. Bernards? You like St. Bernards? You want a horse?
No, I don't want your horse.
Comes with food.
So you try to hyperextend my leg.
He's got an 8-month-old.
Yeah, it comes with a helmet.
No warranty, though.
No.
Void were prohibited.
She's okay.
She's all right.
Yeah. Unless she's teething.
No, yeah.
Then she's kind of bitchy.
Yeah.
No? No deal?
Okay.
No deal. No deal.
My wife was like, where's Ember? Like, I don't know, but you see these Recaros?
Oh, man.
You're just sitting in the chair. Talk to Ryan. Fathom.
Look, we're FaceTiming. She's fine. Mm-hmm. So, well, what are you doing for interior on the Ford? Because I know you've had some ambitions all over the place about that.
I am all over the place, and I continue to be all over the place with that one.
You want some Porsche seats? I'll be picking up some Recaros.
I knew you were going somewhere with this. He's being too nice right now.
Actually, I have some Subaru Outback seats you can just fucking have.
I don't want those.
I'll trade you some Subaru.
No,
I don't want anything Subaru in my
leather
car.
Ish.
I don't want anything Subaru near my house.
You know what? Actually, I think I know which ones you're talking about.
The gray
about.
Ones?
Okay.
And we're going to toss them in the Forester, and then I sold the Forester, and now I have a shed full of Subaru seats.
They don't have, like, a separate headrest, do they?
I think they do.
I might look at them. Probably not, though. So as far as like what I'm going to do with the interior of the Ford, I do think it's going to require bucket seats. As much as like I love the big bench seat, building that thing to do occasional corners, I just don't think there's any way to use the bench seat.
Just do a park bench.
I mean, I could.
Or just do some just wood screws to hold the seatbelt
like
rack.
Lacquered. Oh, Jesus. Like lacquered wood.
Yeah, we could do a church pew.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, that works out perfectly, because then when Atticus is in the back and he wants to put his car magazine somewhere, he's got a little slot in the back of the pew.
Jeez, you really thought about this, man. I'll toss the hymnals back there.
You got the little wine slots you can.
I don't need a radio. I'll make him sing me a song. Jesus Christ.
Put your shooters.
Wait, what? Shooters?
Yeah, they have the little fucking wine shooter holders. In the
they have wine shooter holders?
Oh, it's for,
right, are they for jello shots? I don't know what Sunday service that is, but I want to go to it.
You're going to convert me.
Right?
What kind of religion do you believe in? Well, whichever one does shots, apparently. Yeah.
That's what it's going to do. It's going to be like the body shots off the nuns.
They'd probably get a lot more donations.
They would, for sure.
A lot more ones, but a lot more donations.
Yeah. It'd be called the House of the Hoary. Womp womp. And on that note, no.
I can't end on that note.
Oh no. We still got way more shit to talk.
Oh, easily. Okay, oh, so you have $5,000. It's 1997. You're old enough to drive. What are you buying?
$5,000 and what was the other?
1997.
You have $5,000 in 1997?
What?
Wasn't he still just a stain at that point?
It's just, I don't know.
How old were you in 97?
I was one.
Oh, damn.
Okay, so I picked the wrong year. Oh, let's say you're 20.
Oh, okay.
We'll add some hair to you. What are you buying?
As a 20-year-old?
Yeah, 1997, $5,000.
Jeez. So hypothetically, you're 20 years old in 1997, and you got $5,000.
Yeah, what are you buying?
That's very specific. He's got something in mind already.
I have nothing in mind.
You don't have anything
in mind. I have nothing in mind. Okay. I'm just,
oh, bullshit.
I wanted to direct the conversation away from, you know, slutty nuns to back to cars.
Slutty nuns and body
shots.
So
you got $5,000. You'd buy a escort wagon. You'd get some slutty nuns. Take them out.
Get a bunch of bitches of that.
Yeah. God damn. 97. $5,000. So you were young as fuck. I remember the cars.
I don't even know what the market was like in 97.
I was seven.
Yeah. I was a teenager. So $5,000, yeah, back in the day, though, actually went a pretty far. Like, you could get new cars for like $10,000, $8,000.
You could probably not quite buy an EG in 97.
Oh, 100%.
With $5,000, you could in 97?
Yeah, because the EG was done in 95.
Yeah, but we're talking 2 years after that. So if you two-year-old car doesn't depreciate that quickly in value, you could buy one for $5,000.
I'm pretty sure they were like $9,000 or $8,000 new. Okay. I'll look that up right now.
You might be.
They were surprisingly
cheap. You have a laptop in
cheap.
Front of you, and you're going to your cell phone?
Yeah, because your laptop's, you know, like, I don't want to overwork it by Google searching something.
Oh, my God. You know, he uses the excuse of being overworked all the time. I don't want to do this because I might throw my back out, and then I'll be down and out for 2 days.
What are you talking about?
You're an old timer.
You're just talking smack. Okay, so in 1997, a brand new Honda, looks like it was as low as 11,000.
That's not bad.
The AX four-door you could get for 17, but let's see what the price.
There's a chance that you could buy one for five.
Maybe. Mm-hmm.
There's a chance. There's
I think a ratty one. Let's see what they were.
You
in
could
95.
Buy a first-gen Integra for $5,000.
Yeah. You could get the DX model for $10,000.
Okay.
In 95.
You might be able to.
So
then.
Yeah, I think that it's probably like you might have needed a tiny bit more than five, but I mean something with a few beat-up panels for sure. You could have bought an EG hatchback.
That's
then.
Not bad. You could probably buy a CRX for five.
Oh, yeah.
100%, yeah.
Yeah.
Because nobody gave a shit about them at that point.
Yeah, or a Ford Probe, which is, I still think.
Okay, so funny that you bring that up.
I still
up.
Think the Ford Probe is one of the most underrated sports cars.
When I was
time.
17, I went and looked at Ford Probes. I looked at a 97 Ford Probe for, God, it was three something.
Was it the GT? So it had the V6?
The GTS. GTS or GTS. Yeah. I I don't think it was. So I don't remember. It was the two-door.
They're all two-door.
Fuck.
That doesn't narrow it down.
Okay, Mr. Hostile.
No, you're Ford probes.
Okay. I know one was turbo.
Not the one you looked at, probably.
No, it was not the one I looked at. I don't know. I don't remember exactly what the... It was cool. It looked sporty, so I don't know.
It probably wasn't even a Ford Probe. You probably looked at it and MX-6.
It was 100% a Ford Probe because I ran with that joke for ages after that. I wore that joke out.
But you looked at
what fucking... What 17, 16-year-old kid doesn't just, like, talk about anal probes for hours? You wrote 69 on every fucking desk you sat in, you know? 16, 17-year-olds are retarded. Let's be real here.
All right. You're definitely not wrong.
Okay, Mr. King Shit. What do you do at 20 years old? Is that what the hypothetical $5,000, 1997, the fuck are you buying?
First off, calm your titties.
No, they're all worked up.
Clearly, you're cutting glass over there.
All that draft is right there.
Yeah, exactly.
I have no fucking clue what I'd buy.
Yeah, oh, okay. This fucking kid.
No, fuck you. I'd buy a...
E30.
Oh, no. No.
Like six of them.
No. I would buy... Actually, that's smart investing.
Right? I'd buy a Porsche, man. That's you could get them too. For 5Gs back then.
I would buy the turbocharged Chrysler minivan.
Oh, my God. Because you saw one today go for $22,000?
No, because Brandon or Nick, one of the twins had one when we were in high school.
Oh, so you didn't see the one that sold for
$20,000? No, I did not. I just told you that. Do you not fucking listen?
No, I don't.
Okay.
You're talking.
We're probably like a married couple.
Yeah.
Well, he did call you Hun.
And he lost his mind.
I fucking hate it.
Like I tickled his testicles or something.
It's like you tickled my testicles but didn't buy me dinner first.
Okay, so I need to butter you up before calling you Hun?
Sure.
Even as a joke?
There's no bedroom talk in the garage. That's not how that works. Don't call me Hun. Wow, this is a
you got a lot of rules. He's got a lot of rules. You got to be careful with this one.
I can kick you out right now.
Oh, good. Jesus.
Switches location. Now he's just on his high horse.
This fucking guy.
Just go there and flip the fucking panel.
We're done. This party's over.
Kick the space heater over.
Fuck this house.
I always hated these podcasts.
Yeah, push exactly. The table. Just start dripping the knob and tube out of the ceiling.
I need my nut beer.
Yeah. You curl up upstairs. Your chocolate milk.
There's nothing wrong with fucking chocolate milk.
Well, I mean, there's something wrong with fucking it. Oh my god, this fucking podcast. There's no hope for it. This is by far the most hostile podcast we've done yet.
Probably. The only thing missing is some ransom money.
See, and like as far as rules go on the podcast, there's like no religion, no podcast.
Everything
no
else
podcast.
Is. Yeah, no podcast. First rule of podcast is you do not talk about podcasts.
No religion, no politics. And we still managed to bicker.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, it's entertaining. God.
I think a candle would really lighten the mood.
I'm sorry, I don't want to smell like Arby's and fucking.
I'm gonna see if they if those are still for sale.
If
and if
buy,
we can get
if
one,
you buy
we should
vagina
buy one.
Candles. No.
Amazon Prime that right now.
Gwyneth Paltrow.
Beef curtain candles.
Candle. Candle price. So
that's probably way too much for a fucking candle.
This is amazing. I wish I could show you guys, but you know,
you could.
Donnie refuses to bring his laptop up to get it serviced. This smells like my vagina candle. $75. Holy crap. God. Just to smell her hoo ha? And you could rummage through her trash, you probably find something that smells like it. Although you probably got to get to her trash.
Just drive past
it's not even
Long
a very
Sobers.
Big candle. I mean, there's no stank.
Jokes
it's
just
10
right
ounce.
Themselves.
It's 10 ounces. A cup of coffee's 8.
Damn.
That's a tiny candle.
$75 for a vagina candle.
For a 10-ounce candle? I don't even get to enjoy that for a whole lot of time.
Jake, it's not the size.
It's how you use it. It's
how
you
how pungent it is.
Yeah. So what I want
it just fills your home and then it doesn't leave.
Who decided her vagina smells like that? Like, did she hire somebody to come in and be like, hey, whiff this and then make this a candle?
I'm sure that she's very
get your nose
familiar.
Over here.
I'm sure she's aware. I don't know. It's very strange. I've tried to work this out in my mind. Like, how does somebody arrive at this decision? Because at no point am I like, oh, I need to make a candle that smells like my taint. You know? Right?
Now that's a nut beer.
It's just proof that dudes are just nasty.
Oh, yeah, we're filthier than hell.
Because I totally go like, I would buy that. For laughs and to just know.
No, this is what somebody's taint smells like. Oh, okay.
Oh, well, not the taint.
Not the taint one? The vagina candle?
Yeah, exactly. This is Bill Cosby's taint. Like, cool. That's what we'll have. We'll have a shelf on the back wall. It's just going to be candles
like
that smell like people's genitals. We'll light them all at once. A hole just open in the earth
and
suck us
in. It just smells like an orgy down here. Oh.
Yeah, it probably would.
What the hell is going on? Yeah.
Do you guys have a football team changing down there? It smells like a locker room. What's going on? It
smells like
podcast.
It smells like the dumpster behind Long John Silver's.
Oh, Jesus. Perfect. Man. So who's in the Super Bowl this year?
I don't know. The fucking Yankees and the Red Wings. I don't know.
You know, aren't you a sportser?
A sportser, yeah.
So who's in it?
Well, it's not the Super Bowl yet.
Oh,
no, it's just the bowl, and then they work their way up to the Super Bowl.
Oh, hey, did you do your board thing again?
I did. Yeah.
Are you gonna win again?
I don't know. Yeah. So as you know, you guys probably don't know this. I fucking hate football. I can appreciate a good play. You know, you see somebody break 10 tackles and run it for a touchdown. Like, okay, I can appreciate that. I can appreciate some of the athleticism. Overall, I think it's really fucking boring. And just there's no creativity. So I don't follow football at all. And the last 2 years, I've done the playoff board thing. It's like $10 to buy in. My first fucking year, it was down to me and one other dude to win all the money. You win like $100, I think.
No, it was more nice. It was like $250 or something.
Yeah, it was
ridiculous.
Something stupid.
Wow.
And I won my money back because I took second. The second year, it comes down to me and the same guy again, and this time I won.
That's hilarious.
And people
he knows
like,
jack
oh,
shit.
People were like, oh, who'd you pick? And I was like, I have no fucking clue. Like, it took me 30 seconds to fill it out, and I just turned it in.
So you just have, like, all the teams on a wall, and you just threw a dart at it?
Yeah,
like,
pretty much.
Saints.
I just went through, and I'm like, okay, they're going to be this team, they're going to be this team, this team's going to win. So the score is going to be, I don't know, 35-41. And then I'm like, here you go. I'm like, no fucking clue. And
he just goes off the color of the uniforms. Ooh, that's pretty.
Yeah. Like, okay, look, these guys are named the Cardinals, and these guys are the Chargers. Well, lightning kills birds. Okay, cool. Chargers.
And it worked.
And it worked. And
I
won.
Like, I can't even fault you because you won.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so
that's hilarious.
I'm doing it again this year, and I think I picked Tennessee to win, which I have no clue if that's a good pick or not.
That's not a good
pick. They had a one next to their name, so I knew they were a one seed. But I'm like upper middle of the pack still somehow.
Well, they haven't lost.
Well, yeah, they're still in it. That's how that works. It's playoffs.
So are you saying that in a sea of football fans,
yes,
the guy who openly mocks the sport is the one who keeps winning?
Yes. Keeps kicking everybody's ass. Well, what's funny,
that's hilarious.
So the last 2 years, the guy who I've been up against in the final is one of our engineers, and he's big into football and does all the, like, oh my, like the stats and all that shit. So he, like, he's expected to do good. And so, like, the first year it was almost a fluke, like, oh, Donnie just got super lucky. And then the second year it's like, what the fuck?
Right. If this continues, dude, it's, I don't know, you might need to become like a sports commentator or
maybe
something.
Yeah, I don't even know.
I think you might be a football fan.
I don't know. I do not like football.
He's a closeted football fan.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You sit in the shitter at work on Monday mornings, and you're like, okay.
I'm sorry I don't have 3 hours every weekend to watch a bunch of grown-ass men wear tights playing catch with each other, trying to get a ball from one end of the field to the other.
But what is soccer? You love soccer.
There's creativity.
Hey, there's no tights, okay?
There's no tights.
There's just little short shorts.
It's the world's game.
And long socks.
They're long
socks. Thigh highs.
Yeah, but soccer doesn't stop, though. It's 90 minutes of just go. Football is like, cool, we moved the ball 2 yards. We need to talk about what we're going to do next, though, for 45 seconds. Because we got to go 6 more yards.
They said there's no creativity. I mean, they got to go back every single play and talk about something new to do.
Yeah, and that bugs the shit out of me.
That's pretty creative.
So I hate baseball. I think baseball is the most boring sport.
He likes baseball.
I think baseball is the most boring sport known to man.
Have you watched football?
Hold on. There is a point to this. I'm a football fan, and I hate baseball. There is statistically more action in a baseball game than a football game.
I read that.
But yet you find baseball to be the more boring of the two.
Yes, 100%. I do.
Football, it takes like 3 hours to watch the game, and only like 10 or 15 minutes of actual action takes place.
Yeah, it's not much.
And no, it's not.
But, yeah, I can't sit down and watch a baseball game.
I can't do
baseball.
Okay.
I just can't do it.
I can appreciate a good play. Like, watching a shortstop make a diving catch for an out. Like, that's super impressive.
Yeah, that's
cool. Or, like, a double play or a triple play. Mm-hmm. I can really appreciate that in the athleticism. But I can't do baseball either. It's just...
My connection with it goes back to childhood. Like,
Your dad stuck around, though.
Yes. Yes, my dad was around. So we grew up in basically like we lived until I was about, I think, 10 years old.
Still living now.
Very traditional situation, split level out in the country, whatever. And then we decided, like, why have two different places? Like, we had a cabin and then we had the house. We're like, why own the two of them? Why don't we just pour all of our money into the cabin, turn that into a house? Because it was pretty badass. It's up on this big, beautiful hill overlooking the lake, all that kind of shit. So we moved out there. But we did everything very rustic. Like, we didn't have plumbing for a while, using a pit toilet in the middle of winter, all that crazy stuff.
Talk about shrivelage and
freezes. Oh, you have no idea. An 11-year-old out there.
Yeah, and you call my basement cold.
Shriveled, naked dangler. It's fucking terrible.
Don't even want to think about that.
It's like it's inverted. But, so we had a wood stove to heat it.
A candle.
Yeah. Is that a belly button?
So we had a wood stove to heat the fucker, and we would always put on, because we'd only do cutting down trees and stuff like that in the summer months. So I always remember my dad having the baseball games on in the truck. So we had a 1970 C10 or K10, the four wheel drive version of the C10. I think it's a K10.
Yeah, I think you're right on that.
We'd drive that out into the woods, and we'd have baseball playing in the background and just listening to it while we're cutting down trees and stuff like that. I'm clearing brush. He's actually cutting the trees. So I'm just doing the bitch work. So that's my connection to it.
So there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. So that's where, like, the fond memories come in for that sort of thing. But, I mean, other than that, it's like organized sports, and it's not really my thing.
And sports aren't for everybody. I think sports are one of those things I think every kid should try.
Mm-hmm.
And just because it's good exercise.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah.
For how apathetic I am about sports in general, 100% want my son to try it all except hockey.
Yeah.
Because we can't afford hockey.
Yeah, hockey's the same one. That's the one rule we have. It's like our kids can play whatever, but no fucking hockey.
Shaylee and I are the exact same way. Yeah. Hockey's no. Do anything else, not hockey.
Mm-hmm. We don't need the head injuries. We don't need the equipment every single year.
Yeah. Well, and then there's the fucking travel.
Is there a lot of travel?
There's a lot of travel with hockey. You'll have to go stay in the cities for like 3 days straight.
Jesus.
And some of these teams, it costs, a grand or two just to sign up for the fucking team. And then you have to pay for ice time and the pads that they outgrow every year.
Well, yeah. And, like, God forbid your kid's actually good. And now there's summer league.
Oh, God. Oh. Yeah.
Summer.
Yeah. They do summer leagues.
Like, is it in an enclosed rink frozen, or is it like floor hockey?
It's rollerblades.
Yeah, yeah. It's like going like Heritage near Clyde.
Yeah, it's
gotcha. Indoor. So that's frozen year round.
Yeah. Yep.
That's cool. Wow.
Yeah. So
there's that much of a demand around here.
It's so freaking pricey. I think somewhere the wife read that you would spend like $10,000 a year to play hockey.
It's stupid.
Year round, some shit like that.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's something stupid high.
That's a bit
much. Would you factor in food and gas and hotels and all that tournament fees and all that kind of shit?
That's fucking bonkers.
Yeah,
it's wow.
stupid. That. Huh. That's why I'm happy. Boy. The one kid we have who likes sports, he likes bowling and disc golf. It's like perfect, mm-hmm. buddy. It's super cheap.
You know, it's crazy to think that, like, our area, Minnesota in general, but Minnesota, you know, parts of Canada, that's kind of like where the best hockey players come from. Oh, yeah. So it's like, it makes sense that there's all like these hardcore hockey moms, hockey families around here and stuff. It's kind of like, it's the hockey version of Texas with their football teams, yeah. you know? Mm-hmm. It's crazy to think that our kids could, if they got into it and we could justify the funds, would be a part of that. That's kind of rad.
They could become something great, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if they show like the aptitude or whatever.
No thanks.
Yeah. I think my son's just going to turn into like a Joe Dirt. He's just going to do burnouts everywhere. He's sure seeming like it so far. Your son's just going to be stoned in the woods throwing discs around.
Yeah, probably.
What are your kids going to be like?
I don't have a clue yet.
Because Shaylee's like, she loves reading. She's super chill.
She loves kids.
You're a party hardy. So where's this kid going to land?
My kid's going to make fun of your kids.
Maybe.
And then they'll be best friends in their 20s.
Yeah, something like that. Right. Once my kid gets his shit together and realizes, oh yeah, I can't do this every day. I probably should get a job. Nah. Then your kid's going to boss my kids around.
Yeah. Have you and the wife talked about that?
At some point.
You guys are pondering.
Yeah.
In the distant future.
Do you want to try it out first? I have something you can borrow.
No thanks.
You sure?
Oh, yeah.
One
oh,
has
yeah.
a helmet.
Void where prohibited.
You can't fuck her up.
No warranties.
Both Shayla and I want to wait till we have an actual house that's ours.
Right.
You know, have something that we don't have to question all the time, like a rental.
Yeah.
So we've both came to that conclusion pretty much without any issue, and we're both on the exact same page, which is great.
Which is fine. I mean, you can yeah. still practice until then. So.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, man. Well, if I could give any advice on that. And advice is one of those things where it's like everyone's got their opinion on that yeah. kind of shit. I couldn't have been happier about like waiting to, I mean, I was in my 30s, Jesus Christ. So I was 35.
It's like, I'm going to be retiring in X amount of years.
34. So I was 34
yeah.
when my son arrived. I could not have been happier, but I'm one of those people, and we talked about this earlier, was like, I'm one of those like trying to squeeze every ounce out of life. Mm-hmm. So I had so much play to do first. I don't know if you're in that state of mind or not, but waiting a while is fucking great. It gives yeah. a chance for mm-hmm. you and your wife to like have a lot of fun and travel and do fun marital stuff and bangarang every chance you get and all yeah. that stuff. Because when kids arrive, priorities change.
I have to disagree with Jake on this one.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
I completely get that. At the same time, I love that like Harper is 6 now, mm-hmm. and so she wants to go do everything, and I'm 31, mm-hmm. so like let's go fucking do everything. Like, so I have this little buddy who wants to go do yeah. fun shit with.
Yeah.
So like so, I'm like right in the middle, because
I don't even think you should have kids. I've met you.
I don't even know what to say.
Wow.
But like. So
I wonder why we don't have a lot of guests.
Because I just shit talk. It's just an excuse for me to make fun of somebody new every week.
Evidently.
I'm trying to find somebody.
Go on,
buddy.
You're trying to talk about something meaningful.
Like, I think my parents were, what, 32, 33 or so when they had me. And I kind of want to be like before the age of 50 when the kids graduate high school kind of deal.
Yeah.
You know, where now they can start their lives and I'm still young enough to fully be a part of it. Not saying like my parents are old, but like, you know, my parents are close to retirement already. You know?
Yeah.
When they're living in the basement, you still want to be able to go down there and hang out.
Exactly. Exactly. So, yeah.
Yeah. And I get both ways of it. I completely get where you're coming from too.
Mm-hmm.
I think if you have a good support system, it doesn't matter one way or the other.
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Your situation is different than ours, where we have somebody we can kind of just dump the kids off on.
Yeah, at any given time.
Fairly easily.
Don't you have like four different families that you can...
Yeah, pretty
three
close
different,
by. Yeah.
That's so amazing.
So it's a little bit easier for us to be like, yeah, we want to go to Seattle for 4 days.
We have one adult.
What's this? I'm telling you, just drop them off.
I don't know.
Just lock them. I'll just lock them in a closet with a dog.
I mean, is there an extra chain over there?
Yeah, say they can go over there.
Menards is close by. And I have a rebate.
Okay, perfect.
I'll even let them pick it out.
You can't return my son.
What kind of chain would you, what kind of chain would you like? There you go, buddy.
Perfect. Yeah.
Have kids, though. They are fun.
Oh, 100%.
Stressful as hell, but you'll learn a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah. That is the fucking truth.
There's a lot of fucking learning. And it's primarily stress. There's a lot of stress.
A lot of it is just kind of like learning how much bullshit you can tolerate before you explode.
Yeah. Yeah. And you'll realize.
And it's surprisingly a lot.
And you'll realize that it fluctuates, though.
For him. That's why my kid's not coming over here.
That's fine. Yeah, it fluctuates. But like, Amber, she's teething right now.
Yeah.
So it's like the other two had a rough night. They were fighting me to go to bed, get them in bed. She's dry, she's safe, she's warm, she's fed, she's fighting her sleep, she's just crying. And so it's tough because you're stressed out, you just want to go to sleep, and all I did was like, fuck it, kid. You're just going to lay in your bassinet until you fall asleep. I'm just going to let you cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to go somewhere else, but you're going to sit here and cry until you fall asleep.
Yeah.
And half an hour later, she fell asleep.
Nice.
Yeah.
So
the moral of the story is just neglect your kids.
Yeah, just throw them in the
corner. Best kind of parenting. She was fine.
No, literally,
all of her needs were met.
Every parent has to make that decision.
Yeah,
or you're just like, this kid's not making any sense.
She was. What was weird is I'd pick her up, I'd put her, in the bed to change her and keep an eye on her, all that stuff, and she'd be fine. But the moment she laid down in her bassinet, she'd freak out. And I'm like, no, we're not doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody sleeps in our bed except for us.
Is it the burlap underneath her? That could be the problem.
Well, it's a little cold and damp in the basement sometimes.
You don't have to chain her yet, though, right?
No,
she can't
roll
over.
No, she better hold her fucking head up.
Besides, well, it's the helmet. That's
I'm just saying, I can hear the plastic scrape on the concrete.
No warranties. Void where prohibited.
She's like, I get very far. The hardest thing with her is she likes to put everything in her mouth, so if there's any loose like gravel or cobwebs down here, she'll just fucking eat it.
Yeah.
I gotta keep an eye on her about that.
Pop-tops.
Pop-tops, beer tabs.
Yeah. Aren't you just excited to be a parent?
Yeah, we'll help you out with this.
Oh, yeah.
If you ever need a babysitter.
I'm learning a lot from you, Donnie.
I'm glad I can help. If you ever want practice, though, you're welcome to just watch my kids. They're actually really well-behaved for people they don't know very well.
Oh, yeah, I know.
It's because they're afraid.
Yeah, they are afraid.
They dial it back.
It's also I say things before we leave, like, yeah, be careful. He likes to hit people.
No one will find your body.
Watch out for Shaylee. She'll throw your food in the trash. I can't hear you scream when you're in the basement.
Have you ever just, like, expressed dominance over the kids by doing something ridiculous?
Like breaking a unicorn
Yeah, that's right.
Hold on.
I mean, taking their cookie away and eating it in front of them.
If you would listen to our fucking podcast, if you actually supported us,
if you were a good friend,
you would know this story. Do you want me to tell you the story?
Yes, I would love for you to tell me the story.
All right, so.
This is why we don't have a lot of podcast guests.
Yeah, but we still have like 100 people that watch this. On all platforms.
We might be over 100 now.
Yeah, 102.
Yeah.
Thank you, by the way, for watching us. So, about a year ago, Roman had a little toy plastic drum set, okay?
Yeah.
Harper and him butted heads on something. He had the bass drum laying down, and she walked up and put her foot through the drum.
Oh.
Yeah. And I'm like, like, I get it, your brother and sister, you're going to fight, but, like, you do not fuck with – like, he loved this thing, too.
Yeah.
Like, you do not fuck with your brother's stuff. That is just uncool.
Oh, yeah.
So I grabbed her upstairs. She's like, who's that? I'm like, bullshit, it was an accident. I saw you make eye contact with it and then put your fucking foot through it. Like, that's not an accident. So I dragged her upstairs, and as you know, she is obsessed with unicorn stuff. Mm-hmm. fucking obsessed. I cannot stress that enough. It comes to unicorns and then puppies. And
so you kicked your dog?
No.
Jesus,
no.
Dude.
Well, first off, the dog deserved it, but no.
So that was how cooled down.
She had this plastic, like, fake – it was like a fake neon-shaped unicorn thing.
Yeah.
You know, like, so – it was the shape of a unicorn, but it was all plastic with LEDs in it and all that. I bought it for like $10 from Menards. And
I laid into it about how you don't fuck with other people's shit. It's not cool. That's, especially with something you know that he loves.
Yeah.
And I didn't know what to do. So I grabbed it and I looked at her straight in the eyes, and she's like me to you away from me. Like she's super close to me. Yeah. And I hold up to her. I'm like, how would you like it if I broke something you really liked? And I snapped it in her face. And she cried.
Did it get the point across?
She has never fucked with anything he's owned ever since then.
I don't think that's a bad choice.
To this day, she still leaves his shit alone. She played in his room the other day and got yelled at, but she has not broken a single thing of his since then.
Damn.
I don't think that was the wrong choice.
Yeah, I felt awful afterwards because I was all emotional. Oh, yeah. I wasn't thinking 100% logically. It was all emotional thought. But yeah, I'm just like seriously right in her fucking face. Mm-hmm. And the look on, like, she thought I was bluffing. And the look on her face was just like, holy shit, dad just completely destroyed something I really like.
Holy shit, maybe I shouldn't break Roman's stuff.
Fuck with other people's stuff.
This fucking sucks. And yeah, she has not damaged a single thing he's owned since then.
Oh my God.
So maybe I'm an asshole, or maybe I'm a really good fucking parent, because she, like I said, it worked.
I mean, she's not going to go steal anybody's car.
That's true.
I mean, you might have just saved a lot of people trouble. Because if she grew up to be a little fucking asshole and went and stole people's shit and, you know, damage people's just things.
Didn't have any respect for anybody's property.
Yeah, like, that's not going to be your kid, because she's going to have that haunting memory of dad staring her in the eye and ripping that fucking thing in half. I mean, she's going to be in therapy someday talking about it.
I'm going to be in therapy talking about her. Look at this little demon.
Okay, so the parent guilt is ridiculous.
Oh, dude.
You learn to just live with it, though.
It ate me up for probably 3 or 4 days. Like, I was talking to my wife, like, did I overreact there? Did I do the right thing? And she was like, well, you may have overreacted a little bit, but she's like, she's got to learn not to be destructive about other people's things. Yeah. So she's like, it's not like you took her favorite thing ever. You just took something she really liked.
Yeah.
And, you know, because she has other unicorns. She's like porcelain unicorn piggy bank and blankets and stuffed animals, stuff like that. So it's not like I took her stuffed animal and fucking did the fucking, you know.
Literally slit his throat.
Yeah, slit his throat and watched the stuff and fucking fly. No, we didn't. I didn't do that. But
ate the stuff.
It was something. It was enough to get the point across.
Yeah, yeah. With being a parent, like, you kind of never get closure on those things. You never know how it's going to pan out until they're. Well, I should say never. You really don't know until you're they're an adult.
Yeah,
and then or a teenager. So you got to wait all this time. You do so much, sort of like. Sort of building a foundation with a kid in those early years, trying to teach them to, like, not be an asshole and, like, respect people's shit and be a good person and all that stuff.
I think the first test really is daycare and school.
Yeah.
Like Atticus is in daycare now. And that's, like, that first test of, like, okay, are we fucking up here? Or are we doing good parenting stuff? And then you hear back, like, oh, yeah, your kid shared toys today. Like, okay, sweet.
Yeah.
And then a week goes by, and you're like, oh, today your kid threw a rock at somebody. Like, fuck. No. It's so hit and miss.
Yeah. My son likes to, because he's a giant. And he's way bigger than everybody else in his age group. He likes to just shoulder check people.
You know what? Maybe you should get him into hockey.
Yeah. I don't know which way I'm gonna like direct this kid.
Well, next time he's walking by you at home, just
fucking shoulder check him
right into the wall. Be like,
nice.
Don't make eye contact. Nothing. Just keep walking. Yeah. Go into the fridge, take out his favorite juice box, rip that shit open, chug it, and throw it in the trash, and then just fucking go outside.
Oh man,
just shock him in juicy juice and just
yeah. You just gotta dominance.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's definitely, that is what I've done. I've eaten his food in front of him.
He's just on the ground bawling and you just staring down.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, he wasn't like bawling. But.
That's one of the worst, but also the funnest thing about being a parent is fucking with them. Oh, fucking with them is so much fun. again, Harper, poor Harper, because she's the oldest.
No.
She called me out last night on it, but again, about 6-7 months ago, she came out of her room. She went through this phase where she'd come out of her room like every 15 minutes for just dumb shit. I have something really important to tell you. What is it? I love you guys. Yeah, we fucking know that. We pay the bills here.
Atticus is doing that now.
You're a lot. Well, one day I told him, like, if you get out of bed, the monster's going to get you. She's like, what? I'm like, yeah. I'm like, there's a monster that lives in your closet right now, and he only will get you if you get out of bed.
Jeez.
Somebody is calling Child Protective Services right now. Holy crap, so, dude.
Last night, I tried to use that again on her out of curiosity.
She knows better now?
She just straight up looked at me. She's like, monsters aren't real.
Nice.
Like, okay, like I'm kind of proud of you.
Yeah. But pedophiles are.
Yeah, you want to go to church? No. Sorry, we're not supposed to cross that line.
Zing.
But no, I looked at her. I'm like, okay, you're right. You like having a bunk bed, though, right? She's like, yeah. I'm like, okay, then. You don't want to sleep on the floor. You're staying in your room.
Yeah, yeah.
You always got to like just be creative on how you're going to punish your children. You got to mix it up a little bit.
And so now they're not sure if they're going to have kids.
You should totally have kids. It's interesting.
So I'll close my final kid statement by just saying that you would not believe how much work and struggle and stress and hair you lose in my case.
Yeah, well, when you don't have a lot to start with.
Exactly. It really shows. 100% worth it. So if you guys have any inclination,
totally do it.
100% do it. No matter what anybody says, it will be literally the best thing ever.
Oh, yeah.
No. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I completely agree.
So about that 350Z.
Yeah. You want to sell some seats?
Yeah. I mean, well, I can give them the Ford seats and they can conceive on that. I mean, it's basically a bed.
Yeah. It pretty much is.
It's made for baby making. Oh, I'm pretty sure that Vern made some kind of a joke about that when we bought the car.
Like one of his kids was conceived.
Verl was conceived. Yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't he say one of his kids was conceived in the back of the car?
I think so.
It was something like that.
That was the selling point, wasn't it?
For sure. it's new upholstery, so, you know.
New
the stains
upholstery.
Have been taken care of. Right? Well, I mean, I think they redid that 20 years ago, and Verl was like 75.
That's true.
Yeah. I think they were still bangarang in the 50s. I mean, I guess I kind of hope so.
I would assume so.
You know, I hope there's still some spark left in marriages in your 50s, 60s.
God, I 70s. Really hope so.
Yeah. God damn, can you imagine?
That would suck.
Being that age and just like looking at your wife like, oh.
Be like, his marriage now. Shaylee, if you're watching this, I'm sorry. I really do like you.
You know she's not watching this.
She's going to come over and break your unicorn.
She's gonna look Christine in the eye and snap it.
Don't throw it near like a dial. I'm just happy somebody's gonna touch it.
And on that note, thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us with another Brews with the Dudes podcast. Thank you, Ryan, for joining us.
Hey,
man.
Thanks for having
it's
me.
It's always a blast having you. I'm assuming
up there,
we did about 80% of the talking, so sorry if we talked over you.
It's all good.
I'm sorry I used you as a human punching bag.
I'm used to it.
Yeah, I know.
It's been a while.
It has been a while. I haven't seen you. It's just like 6 months of anger just coming out at once.
Of anger?
Lots of anger.
You were so full of anger.
Yes.
Very upset, man.
So I had a beer.
A beer?
Two beers, I probably would have hit you.
That's true. Yeah.
Or kissed you. Depends what he's got bottled up in him.
I would have hit you first, then would have sworn to never do it again, and then kissed you.
And then called you hon.
And then hit you again because you're a shitty kisser.
Okay. Bye, guys. See you next week.
Adios.